Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
Back home, back home, he cares for me. Blessing, everyone. Thank you for calling in tonight. This is your host, LaShawn from Texas. I pray that y'all had a wonderful and blessed week. Oh, my God, this week, this month is going by pretty, pretty fast. Some of you have children that's going to be out on spring break this upcoming week. For the rest of the month, the college students, it's going to be so much going on for the next couple of weeks. But I thank you for calling in. God bless you. And for those that's new, if you'd like to be ministered to, you press 1 on your phone. That will make your hand come up in the queue. It'll be like a little wavering hand that I can see. And we do, it depends on how the Holy Spirit's led. We try to go by order of the callers. So if you'd like to be ministered to, or as we speak in the word and it have blessed you, or you have a testimony, you still can raise your hand by pressing 1, and they'll put you in a queue. I pray that you can hear me very well and clear. So let's just open up with a prayer. So, Father God, I thank you for today. Father God, I thank you that you're doing things. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in our life. Father God, I thank you for unity. Father God, I thank you for your word. Father God, we always say this is your radio. This is your radio. Prophetic grace, you take over, you increase, and I decrease, Father God. I always speak, Father God, let the Holy Spirit just come up on this place, Father God. You know what your people need before they even call in tonight. So, Father God, I'm just your mouthpiece. I'm just your vessel. So, Father God, I thank you for this opportunity, Father God. I just speak that you will continue to use Prophet Randy, Father God. You for blessing his family. Father God, open doors. Father God, the building that he's desired. Father God, let everything fall through in this hour and this season for him, Father God, because you know you place this into his hand, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you just send favor not only from heaven but from man, Father God. And we just pray over all the hosts that come on Prophetic Grace Network. We pray over their family. We pray for protection. Father God, we pray that you cover them, Father God, and continue to use them for your glory. You take over this platform. This is a ministry, Father God, and you're using us to be your mouthpiece, Father God. And it's just a big change going on here on Prophetic Grace Network. We have seen miracles right here on Prophetic Grace Network, and we cannot do this without you and the Holy Spirit. So, Father God, I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I tell you, I took a nap before I came on, but I ended up taking a long nap. And I tell you, the Father is really speaking by his Spirit. He's really speaking. I want to talk about that tonight. I want to go into the book of John 16. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will put you in a deep sleep, and I don't know about some of you out there. I know when I go into deep sleep, when I go into this place of a rest, a deep rest, he really speak prophetic. That these prophetic vision and dreams that I have, it end up happening real quick. And I'm talking about within a couple of days, it is prophetic, and it happened really, really quick. And so when I get to that place where he shut me down and put that type of rest upon me, that type of sleep, so I decide to take a nap, but I end up sleeping for a long time. And I was like, okay, maybe I just need to rest. I'm not doing too much, but we just thank the Father for rest. And, when you surrender to the Father, he'll place that type of rest on you, and he'll begin to speak to you. He'll speak to you about you, your next move. He will guide you, direct you. We just got to surrender. But let's go ahead and go into the word. Right now, we don't have too many callers. here tonight, but we still gonna speak his word. I know some people like to call in close to 10, 11 o'clock, and you know we just gonna be led. But I like the book of John. That's one of my favorite books, one of them. I like the book of John because Jesus, if you want to really, really know who Christ, read the book of John. Read the book of John. Just read the book of John. And every time I go back and read the book of John, he give me deeper revelation. There's something new, something I'm learning. And I tell you, I done read the Bible multiple times, and he's still showing me things, you know, and giving me more revelation. But I want to go to where Jesus was telling the disciple, telling the people, his time is up here on earth, that he had to turn back to his Father. He's speaking to them. And in this particular passion, this particular message, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, the promise. The Holy Spirit is something that Christ, Yahshua, promised us. He has to leave this earth here, and return back home, return to the Father, because we know where he came from. We know it was the Father himself came here as the Word in the beginning, and he came here as the Word. And I had a dream early this week. Like I say, he's been putting me in some deep sleep. And he's really showing me prophetic. I'm telling my real deep revelation. And I had a dream that I was on the stage. And I kept hearing, go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning. And for those that been, you know, on here listening on Friday, we have been teaching at the book of John, the beginning. He gave me that word before. So he still want us to go back to the beginning. Even I believe that he want me to sound the alarm for other leaders, pastors, even the evangelists, bishop. He's saying to go back to the beginning because this group of people that he's raising up. Know your assignment. Know your assignment and stay in your lane. These group of people that he's raising up people to teach his word. We can prophesy all day long, you know, talk about the prophetic, talk about the gifts. But if you don't have a relationship with Yahweh, if you don't know what happened in the beginning, and if you don't know who he is and who he is in your life, you cannot understand the prophetic realm, because the prophetic, the prophecy is the word. And I had the dream, go to the beginning, preach on the beginning. I was seeing that in the dream. And I was like, okay, Father, this let me know he want me and others to stay in the place, because when we go teach about the beginning this time, and this what I heard this time, is going to be taught right, because there is a lot of tradition and religion that man had opened up that he's turned that down. He's turned it down, and he wants to bring his people, especially the young generation, into the truth. This new generation that's coming up, they got to walk with the truth. They got to know the truth. And he's taking a lot of leaders back to the beginning to teach the word of God, the true meaning. I mean, they're going to break it down, a lot of Bible study in their own, you know, people going to open their household, teach the word of God. It's not with the building, but I'm telling you what he have shown me, and I release a word that he's calling a lot of people. This is the righteous. This is not for anybody. This is the righteous to open their home, even open your home. And he came back and gave confirmation, because I'm not the only one that the Father is speaking to about this. But he's calling and requiring a lot of us to open our home and teach in the home. You see people in the neighborhood walking, watch. He's been giving me this prophecy about 5 years ago. You're about to see it pour out in neighborhoods, people walking together. They're going to lock arms together, and they're going to pray over the neighborhood. They even going to go to the school, walking around in the school, laying on school ground, praying over school, having body. This is your radio station. This is your blog talk. Holy Spirit, take over. He begins to take over, because as I'm releasing this word, this is the Holy Spirit is speaking, and those that hear, you hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying, because he is alive. You about to see God. This revival been here for years, 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 even when Christ walked this earth. He's about to shake this earth, awaken this earth, and you're going to see the people been awakened. You're going to see the people come out they sleep, and you're going to see even in the school system, they're going to have Bible study, because I felt that. They even have Bible study, the coaches, they have Bible study, even on football field. You're about to see this thing flip, and you see this great shaking and awakening upon this nation like never before. Even people are going to have worship, real true worship up in their household, that they're going to even hear the angel playing the strings, hearing the angel singing, hearing the angel playing the music. Oh my God, Holy Spirit, speak tonight. And it's going to be, he's requiring a lot of us to open our own, to have this ministry, even with your own family. Open your home and have ministry even with your neighborhood, even with those children that's in the neighborhood. See, it's been happening, but this is about to be worldwide spread. There have been people already doing it, but you're about to see it a lot. I don't know why the Holy Spirit took over like that, but have your way. And so this is the promise. Holy Spirit is the promise that Jesus, you know, he was letting them know, I'm about to go. I have to go back to where I came from. But he also let them know, I have spoken. If you go down to, if you go to the book of John 16 and go there to the, let's see, before we go to that, let's see. Even in four, look at verse 4. I'm reading from the Amplified. I have told you these things now, so that when their time comes, you will remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you at the beginning because I was with you. And then here you go in verse 5, the promise of the Holy Spirit. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you, this is the Amplify, and none of you asked me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart and taken completely possession over them. But I tell you the truth, this is Jesus talking, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby will not come to you. That means if you look at the King James, that's the Amplify. I like the Amplify because Amplify breaks. I was going to read the King James, but the Amplify, if you look at the King James, it's the comfort. But Amplify breaks down. What is the comfort? No, if I got to do this, I have to do this, and this is for your good. Because if I don't do this, the Holy Spirit can't dwell. So I have to leave here for the Holy Spirit to come here. The Holy Spirit is going to be your helper. The Holy Spirit is going to be our comforter. Our advocate. Advocate. I intercessor. I cancel. I strengthener. Some of us is woe down. We need the strength of the Lord. Let me explain this, the strength of the Lord. Some of us have to stand still, be still, and wait on the Lord. Some of us have a great calling on our life. Just like I played that song, he's preparing me. He has to prepare us. Some of us went through some traumatic events in our life, torment. We have went through some events in our life. But in order for us to help others, we got to make sure God is doing what he's doing on the inside of us, because we cannot go help others when he cannot deliver us from our trauma. If he can't deliver us what's in our heart, the brokenness, he got to deliver us from ourselves. We got to go through a process. We got to go through a preparation. And some of you got calling on your life, and he's preparing you. He got to prepare you to even go to certain places to do certain assignments. Because if we go out there before we go through the process, we're going to cause unnecessary warfare to us. That's the reason why we have to be led by the Holy Spirit. He's going to help us. He's going to comfort us. And when we get down and pray, he's praying with us. He's our counselor. The greatest counselor, the wise counselor. The Holy Spirit's the greatest counselor. If you have a conversation with him first, and I am guilty of this myself, because some people are dealing with loneliness. Some people want friends, because when you have a certain calling on your life, you don't have a lot of friends. Oh, how can I testify to that? You don't have a lot of true friends. So you do want a friendship. You want to talk to somebody. And when you decide to give your body to Christ, give it to Christ and wait on your spouse, it can get kind of lonely, especially after it passed 2, 3, 4, and 5 years. You want a companion. You want a friend. But he's letting us know in this verse, he is your companion. He is your comfort. He's going to be your strong tower when you are weak. Come, we got to get to a place we are teaching the people and teach your children. For those that have children on here, teach your children how to go to Christ. How to go to their dad, their heaven, the Abba, the Father first. When they come to you, yeah, you there as a parent, the earthly parent, but teach them how to pray. Teach them how to depend on the Father. Let the word be tied around their neck. We have to teach them. And so the Holy Spirit, even when you're weak and tired, there's time when I'm cleaning up the house. I'm finna help some of y'all out tonight. When I'm cleaning up the house, I know I have to get up and clean up. When you're working, even when you're working in ministry, praying and teaching can drain, it can pull out of you, especially when you are in the healing and deliverance. It was just like when Jesus was walking and the woman with issue of blood just touched. She just touched the hem of his garment, but the anointing, the anointing that was in him, the virtue, it was pulled out. Same thing. Jesus was walking through the crowd, minding his own business. But when she touched him, her faith, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be made whole. She even got on the ground and crawled and just touched. Just that one little touch. Jesus felt it leaving him. The same thing with some of us. When you are in the healing, special healing, you can feel it leaving your body. And you know that person then got the breakthrough. You can feel it in your body. Telling you something that I know. We have to be led by the Holy Spirit and know our assignment. If you don't know, and Lord know, I'm not trying to talk about no church, the buildings, or anything else, but one thing I do know, I have been in church since I was a little child. I'm talking about the building. You are speaking to someone that grew up in the church. You're speaking to someone that served in the church. You're speaking to someone that I was in the church. Like I said, I was the type of person I could not get away with too much stuff. I just couldn't get away. Either I got busted. I just couldn't get away. Now I understand why I couldn't get away with a lot of stuff, because the calling was on my life. But when God is pulling you away and say, okay, it's time for you to come forth, but let me prepare you. I need to deliver you. I need you to go deliverance church, because I was in a big maker church. But I'm going to send you to this small place where you're going to learn about deliverance. I didn't know all about deliverance and all these different spirits and all that. I did not know anything about that, but the Holy Spirit led me to teach me. And when he told me to shut it down, let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit told me, I'm telling you, I used to have music, collection of music. Me, I'm talking about CDs, bad CD, and everybody knew I love me some Usher. Oh, I love some, I'm telling you. I'm talking about I had all this music. Music, music, music. People used to come and steal the music from me. And people used to come to my house and steal DVD, because I was a movie person. I loved sitting in the house, watching the movie, going to the movie. But when the Father, through the Holy Spirit, say, shut it down, clean up your household, I literally heard, take every music, CDs out your car, out your home, I'm talking about I had tubs of movie, big container of movie and music. When the Holy Spirit told me to get rid of that, I completely started getting rid of, and my son looked at me, Mama, why are you getting of this stuff? Give it to me, because I'm gonna take it to the pawn shop and sell it. The Holy Spirit didn't even tell me take it to the pawn shop and sell it. He said throw it away and shut down the TV. Don't even watch TV. And then I would get prophetic word from our sister Tanisha and Angela Joy that I have to protect my ear gates and eye gate. And it was confirmation. I could not watch everything everybody was watching. I couldn't listen to everything that, you know, listen to what everybody would listen to, because God was preparing me for assignment. He was preparing me to teach in ministry and prophesy and lay hands on the sick. He was preparing me, and I had to go through a preparation, and I had to separate myself from a lot of worldly things. I stopped going to the movie. I'm telling you, I was the type of person that would go to the movie theater. I love watching movies. He's stripping me from all that. And when you go through a stripping process, it's not going to feel good. You're going to feel like you're lonely. You're going to feel like you don't have no friends. You're going to feel like, who can I talk to? Who can understand, special when the Holy Spirit begins to move your eyes and open your eyes to what are you really battling with? What is really going on in the spirit realm? When he's teaching you about real spiritual warfare, and the reason why you are getting beat down, and this is the reason why your body keeps getting up on the attack. This is the reason why you are warring at your job. You are warring in your household. There's a spiritual warfare battle in the heaven realms that's waging war on your behalf and your family behalf. You cannot sit up there and tell everybody because they're going to think something wrong with you. When I used to go to work and just see black shadows and all this thing that was going on up on the job, I can't sit up there and tell these people that it's a demon right there and that's a witch and this is this. You have to sometimes keep your mouth shut. He's showing you certain things so you can pray. And when his time is ready, see, he got to prepare you. You can't go out there and you jacked up and messed up. You can't go out there and you got unforgiveness in your heart. You can't go out there and you dealing with masturbation and perversion. You can't go out there if you being a thief and robber, because the enemy is going to tear you up. You got to know your assignment. That's the reason why we got to learn about the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide us. Let the Holy Spirit teach us. Let the Holy Spirit strengthen us. The Holy Spirit is a promise from Yahweh. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us. The Holy Spirit is there for to be our counselor, to be our friend. That's your best comfort, is the Holy Spirit. Many didn't even understand what Jesus was talking about. He said, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be. Listen to what he said. I will send him. He called him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. That's the best. It's to fellowship with those that we can be on one accord with. Can two walk together and agree? That means you need to walk with somebody that's not biting, backbiting and gospel. Do you not know when you backbiting and gospel that can hinder your prayer? You got to walk with somebody. You can't walk with those that's unbelievers. Even in the Bible, tell us to stay away from the unbelief. We pray. And when an unbeliever, there's some type of prayer that we need to pray for them. You're praying. A lot of people are praying the wrong prayer for the unbelievers. And then you wonder why if they not change. Well, okay, if they're an unbeliever, you got to know who do they really believe in? Because some people can serve some other stuff. You want to pray for their salvation. You want to pray that they be healed and delivered and set free. Jesus came here to set the captives free. He didn't go to the ones that was already set free. He went to the demon-possessed. They had legion of demons in them. And let me tell you something. I have seen it with my own eyes. In a place of deliverance, I'm telling you, I have seen some stuff. When this person was getting delivered, I kept looking and I said, this thing is about to talk in this woman. I said, this thing about to speak. And soon as I said that, sure enough, that thing them demons start speaking. The man even asked, so who are you and how many are in you? Boy, I'm telling you, looking. The woman eyes, the money. If you don't think that stuff is real, I have seen it with my own eyes. It is real. This woman said it was 500 demons up in the spirit. Wasn't her. The spirit in her said that there were 500 demons up in her. Y'all, this stuff is real. She didn't say one demon. She said 500. And you can look this woman's face changed so many times. I ain't never seen anything like that in my life. You got to be prepared. God got to prepare you. There are leaders that are called to do this. And you better be careful about what you so mouth, because I even heard some leaders. Let me tell you something. The one that carries certain type of anointing, that's the one that the enemy is going to try to knock down and knock the wind up out of them. Because I have seen even leaders, I'm talking about a little bit from some leaders I'm trying to say it the nice way. Don't be too cocky. Don't be too prideful. Because I didn't hear a leader say, I'm in this city. Bring it on, devil. I'm in this city. I'm in this town. I didn't came across the water. I'm in this town. Bring it on, devil. You gonna know my name. And guess what? The devil showed up. You better know how not to play. You better know what you say out your mouth. Be careful. You call on him, he gonna show up. And he ain't going up as no imp, because you got to remember where he came from. God never stripped him of his power. So you going into these different regions, I'm in here now. I didn't step feet here and now. You in trouble, devil. Bring it on. You best believe he's going to come show up with some strong forces. You better make sure that's what God wants you to be and where he called you to be. I didn't hear many ministry went overseas. They didn't even call the devil to come forth. They didn't call Satan to come forth. But the demon that was over that region, that strong demon that's over that region, went to visit them, trying to kill them. Come on, y'all. You need to stay in your lane. If God didn't tell you to deliver nobody, if that's not your assignment, leave certain things alone. Because he got to prepare you. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. We need a discernment of spirits. We fellowship. We have close fellowship. The Holy Spirit going to be that's our close fellowship. He's going to be a close fellowship to us. Look, let's go down to verse 12. Look what Jesus said. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear to hear them now. Why did Jesus say that? There are just certain things that we cannot handle. Jesus knew the spirit realm very well, because how did he know the spirit realm very well? Did he know Satan? Because where he came from, it was Yahweh himself. He created everything. He's the creator of everything. He created heaven and earth. And even, oh my God, I had a dream that the Bible was open. And in the dream, I was seeing words that they took out the Bible. These are words that they took out the Bible. Y'all, there are things that they replace in the Bible. We should know that by now. They took certain things out the Bible, like the Nephilim, the really detail about the Nephilim and the watchers and the animals and the dinosaur and the word. That this is not, y'all, we in another different, this right here is so many years old. So many years old. There was things here over 200,000 years. And so there are things that they took out. Things like scrolls. They even got scrolls of maps of places we don't even know about, but God is revealing to his true one that they trying to hide maps, places on the earth that people don't even know about. But Jesus said, there's so much I want to tell you. I have many more things to say to you. You can't bear to hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, come, he will guide you into all truth, full and complete truth. For he will not speak on his own. Whatever the Father, what he heard the Father speak. I speak, this is Jesus, I speak whatever the Father speaks. So I got to place me with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit only going to speak what the Father speaks. That's why we got to test the Spirit. Is this Spirit really coming from the Father? Who is speaking? Is it me, the evil one, the one that portrayed to be light? Or this is the real, coming from the real throne of heaven? Is this my Father to heaven, he had to place it with the Holy Spirit. And he, that's why he told the disciple, go and wait. The Holy Spirit going to come up on you. Go and be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit is two different things. The Holy Spirit is your best friend, your Holy Spirit. That's the reason why we got to take care of our body. That's the reason why we got to get to a place that we've been crying out to eat right, take communion more, and eat right. Because the Holy Spirit got to dwell in a clean temple. The Spirit got to clean something on the inside. The Holy Spirit got to make you whole and you be in good health as well as your soul. Prosper. The Holy Spirit got to do something with your mind. You got to understand what's the comfort, because when you understand what's inside of you and your true identity, and that you have something inside of you is so is precious than gold, the Holy Spirit connect with your Father. The Holy Spirit sit up above the principality and power, the wicked that's unseen. The Holy Spirit is joint heir to Christ. The Holy Spirit will knit you to Christ. The Holy Spirit will make you lock on with Christ. Who am I talking to tonight? We have to awaken the spirit man that's died. Like he said, the revival been here, but the people have been asleep. I got to awaken. That's the reason why he snatched up Ezekiel and placed him on the field of the dry bone, because there was dead men walking. Prophesied to the wind, prophesied to these dry bones. And when he began to speak by the word of the living true God, oh, it's like everything began to pop into places. Bone began to pop and they began to come alive. Your spirit man, the inner man, must come alive. He got to awaken you on the inside. He got to burn everything that's on the inside that's not like him, to awaken you, to revive you. You need to be revived again. Some of us stubborn and foul, but he's going to revive you again so we can do this thing right and be led by the Holy Spirit. I don't have nothing to say. That's the promise. It is written, forever written. It's not going to go away. Either you're going to believe it, because even he said, because they do not believe in me, in my message about righteous. They don't believe my Father sent me. They don't believe that Satan is real. They don't believe. And if you is an unbeliever, the Holy Spirit can't dwell in you. He letting us know, for he will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he heard my Father speak in heaven. So we thank you, Father God, for your word. Father God, we just ask that you shake this earth up one more time. Father God, your word tell us you're going to pour your spirit up on all flesh. God, this is a promise. This is a promise in the book of Acts. It have to happen before the Son of Man come back. He have to pour his spirit out on all flesh. Who going to receive it? Either you going to receive it or you reject it. That's a promise. That's a promise that he left the Holy Spirit to be our counselor, to be our friend, for us to fellowship with him. That's a promise. Either you receive it or you reject it. It's one of the two. And so, Father God, we thank you for your living word. Let it be alive. Father God, even if we go up to the beginning of John 16, before Jesus began to talk to the people, he even said, I have told you these things so that you would not stumble or be caught off guard or fall away. I told you these things. I have warned you about these things. Jesus rebuked devils and cast out devils throughout his assignment here on the earth. Unclean spirit. He healed the sick, the brokenhearted, the ones that were wounded. That's what his assignment was. And just like he said, the same thing you see me do, you're going to do greater work. The same thing, you know, you get kicked out the synagogue. You're going to get kicked out some of these places. They ain't going to like you because you are the light. I'm shining my light. I'm feeding you good bread. I am the bread. Eat of this bread. Drink of this cup. You will not thirst anymore. And when you begin to drink of the cup of righteousness, truth, people ain't gonna like you. You weird. They ain't gonna want to be around true life. Even those that's of darkness, they gonna keep messing with you, but they gonna have to bow down. They have to part ways and let you do the assignment of God. They cannot stand around light. That's the reason why some of your friends and family don't want to be around you, because you are the light. You come to bring the light, to set the captains free. Don't you give up. Your strength comes from the Lord. Your battle is the Lord. Don't you give up. Don't you quit, because he say my word is not, should not offend you, but it's going to correct and heal and deliver you so you can be effectively in everything you do. The enemy want to demaze you. The enemy want to undergird you. I think I said that right. But he wants to turn your identity, strip you of your true identity, so you won't know who you are, and so you won't walk in your calling. He want to mess with your mind, but keep your mind in the word of God. And one thing, put on the whole, what he's been dealing with me about, putting on the whole armor of God. Studied it very well. Ask him to open thy understanding about putting on the whole armor of God, because we need it in this hour. What did Paul tell us? To put on the whole armor of God so we can withstand the evil days. It's already here. So, Father, I thank you. Pour out, Father God. Rain on us. Pour out your spirit. Father God, let us be connected to you in this hour and have a better relationship with you in this hour and this season, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit not only dwells inside of me, inside of my family, inside of my friends, but Father God, for our neighborhood, for those that have been captain or whatever they're dealing with. Pour your spirit out upon them, Father God. Revive them, Revive them, Father God. Send your revival to revive them, to awaken them in this hour, in this season. And Father God, we pray over your true servant that you are sending out to each part of the world, Father God. Those that you are sending to Canada, those that you are sending to Africa, those that you are sending to the United States and Japan, Russia, Brazil, those that you are sending out on the four corners of the earth. Wash Brazil, Father God. Wash Dominican Republic. Wash Haiti. Wash Africa, Father God. Pour your rain, Father God. Pour it out over Africa. Pour it out over China. Pour it out over Japan. Pour it out, Father God, your revival, Father God, over this nation. Pour it out in the state of Texas. Pour it out in the state of Georgia. Pour it out in New York. Pour it out in California. Pour it out in the Ukraine. Pour it out over there in Egypt. Pour it out in Jerusalem and Israel and Dubai. Pour it out, Father God, in these wicked places. Pour out your spirit. Revive your people once again. Pour it out on Prophetic Grace Network. Pour it out on Blog Talk. Shake this earth, Father God. Let it be great shaking, not only here on earth, but in heaven, Father God. Oh, I had a dream that I heard the trumpet sound. And when I heard the trumpet sound, I was like in a teaching, a conference, and I was hearing it so loud and clear that I was asking the people, y'all don't hear that sound? Do y'all not hear the trumpet sound? Did nobody hear the trumpet sound? Let me tell you something. He is raising up some people to sound the trumpet. They are going to hear the sound, and this sound he is telling us to teach my people. The sound that we are going to hear, he's telling us to warn the people. The sound we are going to hear, we are going to hear even the shofar of salvation. We got to be on the tower. We got to stand on the wall and sound the sound, sounding trumpet, because the trumpet is ringing out over this nation that is going to penetrate some of your ear. Listen, and listen very well, and be aware in this hour. Hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying tonight, that there's going to be a great trumpet sound that ring out on this nation, that's going to shake this nation up. My God, Holy Spirit, I feel you tonight. Let the watchmen stay on the tower to sound the alarm, to sound the sound, sound the healing and deliverance. Set the captive free in this hour. In the name of Jesus, my God, do it. Do it, Father God. Do it over Texas. Do it over Georgia. Do it over New York. Do it over Canada. Go. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, hit Florida, Father God. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, do it quickly, Father God. Release the sound, a sound that we never heard. Let the trumpet sound to the east, the west, and the north, and the south. Let those have an ear to hear this trumpet sound. Even in the dream, I went out in the dream. I'm dreaming this. Even in the dream, I went out. I woke up in the closet, and I said, did you see it? What happened to me? Did y'all see it? Did you see Jesus? Did you see Jesus? That means that some of us is going to see the Son of Man. He's going to show some of us that I am real. He's going to show some of us. Some of us going to walk with him. He's going to speak. He's going to show up just like he showed up for John. He's going to show up just like he showed up in the upper room. Some of you are going to see him, the miracles, the real miracles, the real supernatural. You're going to have the encounter with Christ in this hour, in this season. Father, purge us. Father, clean us. Whatever you got to do in this hour. Because in dreams, I say, did y'all see him? Did y'all see Jesus? Did y'all see him? And they were looking at me. Some of us going to have an encounter like never before, and it's going to shake you to your core. That's the word. That's the word that I'm hearing. That's the word. And I feel it. There will be no backlash, no retaliation. He said, my ways pleases, if your ways pleases him, he's going to make your enemy at peace. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. 315-884, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Thank you. Hello? Hello, 315-884. Hello, I don't know if you, I can't hear you. Hello, I don't know, they got the phone on mute. Okay, I think they're having a hard time with their phone. 870-515.
Hello.
Calling. Where are you calling from? Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Shavonda from Arkansas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. I probably should have prayed over my food. We took these kids to the carnival, and usually I pray, but I got the feeling like real nauseous and bad. And I probably, just like she was talking about how these spirits be around, it could have been something transferred, but I was like, okay, God, you can't just be, I'm real funny about where I get something to eat.
Right.
But I should have prayed because someone right about that food.
Right, right. And I'm glad you say that because it... sometimes I get in the habit, I don't pray over my food either. We got to get to that, go back, like you said, go back to the beginning. We got to pray over stuff because this do a lot of people want to, that's all they talk about. But we speaking the truth. You got to bless. He say, bless your food. Bless it. Pray over it. Because there are people that doesn't have clean hands and they cooking the food. Spirit,
right.
Let me tell y'all something. Spirit do transfer. It's transferred through the water, the food. It's transferred. Y'all, I'm telling you, some things you can catch on camera. You can catch it on camera. You can catch a demon on camera. You can catch it. You can catch certain things on video. You can catch. I'm going to go ahead and share this. Let me tell you, y'all know I'ma keep it real with y'all. I told y'all this is Yahweh Radio. Y'all know I keep it real on here. This is what I tell people. I don't understand how you spending time with the Father because He gonna show you what's on you. One time I could pick, seen the demon up in me.
Yeah,
I seen it. I seen the unclean spirit up in me through a picture. Mm-hmm. I seen it. I was like, oh, no. I seen it. I'm telling you. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that? And the Holy Spirit revealed to me the unclean spirit could be infernity. Come on.
Yeah,
I seen it up in me.
Yeah, I know it's times of people used to think I was, I was being funny. I was like, I got to go purge. I ain't got time to be talking and doing this and that. I got to go purge. I got to get some things up out of me. They thought I was being funny.
No. No, I said, there's no way you can be saying, I see these things on the people. I see this on people. You can see it on people. Why you can't see it on yourself? Because I sure did seen it on my own self, too.
Amen.
And I'm keeping it real.
Yeah.
That's just real. When you be real and you know God is really dealing with, he's with it. He done worked on you. You can tell the truth.
Yeah.
You can't see it on nobody else. Like he said in Luke 6. How you going to get something out of other people's eye? You need to get it out your eye first.
Right. That's one of the things you were talking about where you were saying the lady had 500 and things were saying that was 500. I said, oh, Lord, I went to thinking. I said 500 of them.
Yeah, she sure, that spirit sure did say it's five of us. And no, that thing started talking. And when that thing started talking, it was trying to blind. It was trying to blind our eyesight because my eyesight went blurry, real, real blurry. But, press in and pray because those many spirits, they coming out. And they got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And so
I
was like, my God. I was praying. It's like. It's just hard to explain what was going on because I'm like, my God, it's like I had went somewhere at first. And I'm like, no, And, you just have to pray, Some of them stuff,
yes.
That's why a lot of the leaders don't want to be do deliverance because they think you can't play around with it. You just can't play around.
Yeah, and I know I was just telling somebody not too long ago, whenever my baby was still in the hospital, I was like, it was hard for me to stay in there because it's like I could tell when somebody was bad sick, somebody about to pass away. It was just too much pulling on me at once, and I was like, oh, Jesus,
yeah,
I was kind of
weak.
I was like, oh, God, I can't. But then you can't just blurt out and tell somebody. They're going to think you need to go to the crazy house. And it, unless God tell you to, but, you know, I'm like, Lord, I can't even, these people don't even realize what's going on up in here. Ain't no ghosts up in here, these spirits.
And that's where they be at. They love that hospital because you have to remember people pass away, sickness and eternity, and that is a job. Even when, telling you, when you got to go, I don't like going to no hospital and clinics. I don't. Because some of them doctors, you can look at them. You can look at them. You can look at them. And them things do, just like you saying, they pull on you. And so you have to pray. You have to be prayed up. And you have to be fully equipped to know they cannot do nothing to you. They can try. And I want to say this, and then we're going to pray for you. I remember when I used to have to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning, and when I walked out my door, because the neighborhood that I stayed there wasn't a bad neighborhood, but it was the people that were staying around me. Lord, you talking about some spiritual warfare, man?
Yeah.
Them people, I was in there slight, had the sore slight, but I was praying. Them things, the more I prayed, the more they were acting up. And I would walk out my door. As soon as I walked out the door, it's just like something took my breath and my heart started beating real fast. And this is the first thing, because when you operate in discernment of the spirit, which I have had that gift since I was a little child, you know something ain't right. That means you could discern evil and you could discern good. And so when I walked out my door and it happened, the first thing I would say to myself, I didn't say there was something wrong with me. I would say, Lord, what is that? That is exactly what would come out my mouth. Lord, what was that? And I would get up from my desk at work, just go around the little corner, go around to somebody's cubicle, and it would happen to me at work. And I was like, what is that? You know, and the Holy Spirit was telling me, a thief in the unseen realm that people cannot see and people don't understand. What you think the principality and power is? There are things standing in front of you, or these are things that is going on in the spirit realm. Your angels fighting them, and sometimes you can walk right by them fighting, but it will take your breath away, or you can walk right by something, the money or whatever, because when you work at a workplace, it's all type of things going on, all type of spirits. I'm talking about it's all type of, and so. When I learned what it was and when it was happening, I said, oh, no, I don't fear you. You ain't for the not the win. And, you know, whatever I said, I can't recall what I said. But I started taking authority over it, and it went away. They couldn't do it no more. Or, no, I'm coming through her. You ain't for the not the win. My heart ain't be beating out fast. Like, you got to know, and people, like, I would go to this soaking thing, something they would do soaking. But I was wondering, when I get around these people, my heart, is the discernment, the pay attention to your spirit, man.
Mm-hmm.
When your heart starts, you know, beating fast and you getting nervous and stuff. No, it's something not about the environment.
Yeah.
Your spirit's not connecting to what's going on. Your spirit is letting you know this is out of me. And then it's going to make you seem like so anxious and stuff. No, that's your spirit, man. It's not a coming to agreement what's going on in that environment. That's why we have to be careful with some of that worship music and soaking music, because I'm telling you, you've been there. It don't supposed to make you like that. When you're around church people, it don't supposed to make you like that. There's just something going on with that person. And something's going on in that environment. Because those spirits don't want you there in the first place.
Absolutely.
And so but God will show you through the Holy Spirit how to stand firm. And don't fret not the evildoers, because they cannot do nothing. They want to knock the wind out of you. They want to make you all anxious and nervous and all that. That is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
You speak the word, speak the word, speak the word, and it's going to flee.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a special prayer request you have?
No, ma'am. I didn't have a special one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we thank the Father. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, just as the Lord leads you.
Okay. We thank the Father for, Father, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, anything that will transfer in that food, Father God, we just speak that it will do no harm to her and her children, Father God. They're just like your word teller. We can eat or drink anything deadly, poison, but it will not do any harm to our body. Father God, we ask that you purge her, wash her, Father God, that whatever it is, Father God, that it will come on out. It will come on out in the name of Jesus, that you would do a purification with her body. And Father God, we thank you for protecting her family, Father God. Father God, we just speak that you continue to use your daughter in this hour, Father God, to use her for your glory and for your kingdom. I just see God is feeding you some food. When I say he's feeding you some food, I see you eating good fruit, a good fruit. When you abide in him, in him, in his word upon you, you begin to bear the fruit, good fruit, because he's the vine dresser. And so I see that he's going to feed you, and it's going to be good. But, you know, when he feed you, it's feeding you through the word, feeding you through your prayer life. He's feeding you through worship. But I see that this type of feeding is going to be fed to you by his word, to get in his word, and he's going to feed you good fruit. He's going to feed you a good fruit, and he's going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. You're going to carry the fruit of the spirit. You're going to bear much fruit, but don't fear and don't fret not the evildoer. Trust in your Father. Lean not to your understanding, but trust him and get in your word. Even when you're taking a bath, just let the Bible out play. You know, continue to be in your word. That's the fruit. That's the bread. You're going to break it with him. And you keep reading it, keep reading it, and keep reading it until it starts having a new, you know, when you read the word, that it have a new home in your heart, a new resident within you. And it's going to guide you. His word going to protect you. You're going to know how to war and war. You're going to know how to war and war the right way. Not in flesh, but with the word of God. So, Father God, I thank you for teaching your daughter how to war the right way. And, Father God, I ask that you place more God-fearing women in her life, real true God-fearing women. Father God, that they will study together, pray together, lock arms together in the name of Jesus, not only for her, Father God, true God-fearing marriage, the marriage couple, placed in her life with her marriage, even kingdom-minded men, God-fearing men for her husband, even for her children, Father God. Let them see true, there are genuine, true, people that really love you and they do operate in truth, the fruit of the Spirit. Let that be their portion in this hour in the name of Jesus. And every attack that's come against her body, we rebuke it right now. We command it to cease right now. And we loose your peace upon her. Peace in her marriage, peace in her home, peace with her body. We speak to the storm. Peace be still in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. And
Amen.
Also, with you about God feeding me the fruit, I do need the word. When I don't know how to. Let me just say it truthfully. I knew that, you know, I know that the older I get, the stronger the gifts that God placed inside of me get. But there's more warfare, and you know how when you get in your word, God is on. It's like he's equipping you to be, if everything is stronger, and you have clear things. And I guess I have the desire to stay back in the word now because I know I'm tired of going through what I was going through, but I need it. Literally, you need the word of God for everything in your life. So, yeah, I thank God for that but I'm not trying to do it by myself.
Yeah, he's your helper. Like I say, the Holy Spirit is your helper. It's your counsel. He's going to be your counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's your counselor. He's wise counseling for you. You know, you got the fellowship with him. And so we fellowship with him being the word, the true word. And that's why I say I pray whoever you assign to, that God will reveal it to you. Wherever, you know, whoever he assigned to you to help you out with this walking and this calling on your life, I just speak that they will come forth and, you know, trust the process because it's a preparation and God going to lead and guide you. So I just pray that he will guide you to that person and that you will be willing to receive them. And walk in obedience, you know, get in your word. I mean, and one thing I see, I pray that God, I don't know if you have a Bible or whatever this Bible you have. I don't know what type of Bible it is, which one, if it's a NLT or a King James, but I ask the Father to speak to you which one you should be studying out of.
I have a lot of King James. I don't know. I think we got over 10 Bibles in this house. But the one that I had son reading out of, I had him reading out of the other night. It was an NLT. And then I was like, as he was reading it, I was looking on my laptop to make sure he was reading everything right. Mm-hmm. Just so it could be easier for him. But I was still, you know, whenever you study, I still go back to the King James. And then I guess I probably... I know I don't have an Amplified Bible, though, but I probably try to go find one of those.
Yeah, Amplified, but you can get it online, too. Amplified, until you can get you one, just go online. But Amplified is really, really good. The NLT is pretty, it's okay, but, you know, I it was a time that I went out and bought the NLT, the NIV, and, you know, because the King James, I'm like, I don't even understand this type of language, but look at my language. But the Holy Spirit told me to get rid of and stick to the King James. I don't know why. But I'm like, well, I'm having a hard time. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying that he was going to interpret it for me. And he did. When I would read it, it was like the angel, the Holy Spirit was there. Whatever I was reading, I can hear them in my ear interpreting it. I can hear them in my ear just breaking it down. It just was blowing me away. I can hear in my ear the word would be ministering to me on the inside.
Right. And what's funny is, you know how they got the red James? Like, for some reason, it don't matter what I have, I always got to go to the King James. If I have to look up something, I'll just look it up, and I won't quit until I find out what it is. But
right.
Yeah, always go back to the King James because they done changed some things in the other ones, and it's I need the word there like it was. So, yes, ma'am, I ain't gonna hold you long. I'm glad to hear you.
It's okay.
God
bless you. He's gonna guide you in truth. The more you hunger, you say, bless those who hunger for righteousness, they shall be filled. So the hunger that's in you is going to fill you up and guide you to the truth. It's going to guide you to the truth. Like I said, don't be surprised when the Holy Spirit begins to minister to you of what you're reading. They will break it down for you.
Right.
And, of course, some of the words, you still got to go look them up in the ditch. What I went in another thing, get you a concordian Bible. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to a good concordian Bible. It breaks the word down.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And that's still, man, whatever that stuff was, it's lifting up off of me.
Amen. Drink you some water.
Yeah,
drink you.
It was like getting numb and everything. I was like, oh, no, I shouldn't be feeling nauseous. I know I didn't eat it. I was excited, but I said, oh, Lord, the first thing I thought of, you didn't pray. I don't care if you've seen them speak, you didn't pray. So I was like, oh, Jesus, I done messed up.
Yeah, just rebuke it. We already prayed against it. Drink you some water and command it to be flushed out of you and just go take you a good old nice little bath and just pray over yourself.
Yes. It's lifting up.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I be saying it's just hard for, I'll say miss, mister, whatever society. I wanna, like, my mind is saying prophetess for son, but it's like easily for me to say miss. Oh, it's just in me. As that's why I
oh, you fine, you fine. You fine. You know, I tell people. Whatever the Holy Spirit, you know, a lot of people say Miss LaShawn. I'm telling you, I have a lot of young folks say Miss LaShawn.
Yeah.
So you find a lot of them call me Miss LaShawn.
Yes, ma'am.
So it doesn't bother me.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anything else?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I don't have any other prayer requests. I enjoyed the message. I thought my phone was going to cut off, but it held the whole time. So look at God. It held the whole time.
Amen. 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 Well, we thank the Father. We got to break the word down so people can understand it. He's like, take them back to the beginning. And so we got to walk in the beat. They have to understand how this thing take place from the beginning. If they don't know about the Holy Spirit, how are you going to understand the prophetic? If they don't know nothing about Holy Spirit and where all this stuff come from. You know, people trying to get rid of Jesus out the Bible, saying he ain't real. Come on, when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Well, thank you, lady. And you have a blessed weekend, and God bless you and your family.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You know what? You don't have to do it now. If you'll keep one of my relatives in prayer, I forgot her son's funeral tomorrow. It's my cousin. She had lost her son. He was actually living in Texas, but she had lost him in a car accident, a three car accident, and they're gonna have his funeral. So if you'll pray for them, like their family, well, it's my family, but still, you know, their family.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father God, we pray for this family strength up tomorrow, Father God. Father God, we just, because we know, according to your word, that you are near to the brokenhearted. And so, Father God, we just send your spirit, the Holy Spirit, with this family. Father God, give them strength to the mom. Give them strength to the sisters and brother. Father God, you carry them through this difficult time. Father God, we know that joy come in the morning, Father God. Then nothing catch you by surprise. Father God, that this will be a testimony. They might not see it now, but this will be a testimony. A testimony out of this, Father God, that she will be able to go and minister to other mothers, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for his life that was here on earth. And Father God, whatever this tragedy is to bring this family more close to you, Father God, to seek you more, Father God, we speak deliverance in this family, Father God, that they will be healed and delivered and set free in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let your word, even tomorrow, Father God, whoever be ministered to tomorrow, we ask that the Holy Spirit take over, that there will be an altar call, Father God, an altar call with the young generation, an altar call that they give their life to you, Father God. Give their life to Christ. Let there be more altar call at gatherings like this, Father God. Even though it's like a, you know, with the eyes, what the eyes see, that this is a tragedy. The tragedy, I mean, you know, this is bad. I'm sorry that this is bad, but Father God, your word tells us you give us life and life abundantly, that we would, even though the enemy, he come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you give life, and that we would live forever. Help them to understand, and let this be teach across the pulpit, that you give life and life abundantly, that we will live, that we will live abundant life. We will live forever when we choose you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Ms. LaPine.
You're welcome.
You have a blessed night.
You too. Amen. Two five one three four two. Masses calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Well, 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 Miss Latrice, how you doing?
It is well, in spite of.
Amen. Hey, long time. I'm doing great. It's well. It's well. I'm blessed. It's a long time no here.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. You know what? I was thinking about what you call a daughter. Have you heard from her?
I have not. I went and I didn't see her or anybody that I knew that knew of her either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, we pray that it's well with her. She's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was there a prayer request you have? Something that you want to share?
A prayer request for my friend James,
mm-hmm,
and my children.
Yes. Well, Father God, we thank you for James, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching his body, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing his body, healing his mind. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do in this hour. Father God, we speak that he will trust you, completely trust you and surrender to you, that he will speak, encourage himself, Father God, spike what is like, spike what's going on, Father God, that he will eat your word, Father God, and continue to speak the word over him. Father God, we thank you for healing and delivering him, bringing him out of certain places in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for those that standing on the wall praying for his help, praying that his soul will prosper, praying that it will be well with him. So, Father God, we ask that you bless them, Father God. And, Father God, we just speak peace in his mind, peace in his body, in the name of Jesus, and we lift up Latrice's children, Father God. Oh, Father God, I pray for her son, Father God. I pray for her daughter, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Everything that the enemy is trying to shake her and rattle in their life, Father God, you're going to bring peace that is going to be still and it's going to line up with your will, Father God, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father God, that you're going to do a reverse with their life, Father God. Is everything going to be reversed? Everything, every around locust, Father God, that is going to be restored. Father God, we speak restoration over them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know who is this dealing with a foot problem.
It could be my daughter.
Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. We just rebuke every infirmity, Father God. We rebuke it, Father God. Father God, we just speak that the word of knowledge will hit them, wisdom and understanding, even word of knowledge of food to purify their blood, wash their blood, Father God. Father God, we speak that they body, every cell will line up with your will, Father God. Father God, we rebuke and break the cycle of the mind, the mindset, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And declare and decree it over them, Father God. Touch not only their body, but touch their finance, Father God. Father God, that they will eat from the cup, they will drink from the cup of your hand. Fill them up in this hour. Fill them up with your truth. Fill them up with healing. Fill them up, Father God. Fill a household up, Father God. Fill a household up, Father God. Father God, we pray that they will walk in your will and walk in obedience in this hour. They will not stumble, they will not fall, but we pray that they will walk in your obedience, that they will walk in your statue, that they will walk in your direction, and let your word be a release in their life to guide them. Let your word be a lamp unto their feet. We break the mindset. We just rebuke rebellious off of them, Father God, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And we come against the spirit of confusion that's trying to cause confusion in this family. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. And Father God, we just ask that you stand right in front of him. Stand right in front of him. That he ain't going to be able to run from you this time. Stand right in front of him. Stand right in front of him, Father God. Reveal you to him right now in this hour, that he will come back and tell his mama that he had an encounter with you like never before.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Father. Do it, Father. Do it right now. Stand in front of him. Stand in front of him in the adversary. Stand in front of him to where he can't even shake you anymore. Stand in front of him to show him that he is, that you are real. Stand in front of him to show him that his plan, that your plan for his life is good and not an evil, for him to prosper and have a better future. Do it, Father God, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. And for your daughter, Trees, I'm just seeing new things, 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 new hairstyle, new everything, new, new, new,
oh,
new, new, new things, new beginning, new thinking, new things, even how you pray, how you see things, new things, new eyesight, new things, new brand new shoes, new, you addressing her for your glory, new things.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the newness. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. But I see new things shall come your way. New things shall come your way. I don't even know if you're trying to move into a new place, but new things shall come your way.
Thank you, Lord.
New things shall come your way. Just remember that new things shall come your way.
Go, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Is there anything else or you have something to say?
No, that's it. That is it. And I do thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. It was it's nice to hear from you.
Good to be heard from. Yes, ma'am.
Well, babe, I'm telling you, when I see you, you're looking sharp. That's what I'm just going to tell you. You're looking sharp.
Go, God. And we'll know that God did it.
Come on now. So that's what I'm saying. They're going to know. It's going to be like a double take with the head. Double take.
Go, God, it is well.
Amen. We thank him.
Amen. Amen. The Lord, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Like you say, go, God, won't he do it? Yes, he will.
He did it. Yes, sir.
Yes, he will. And you are going to have a testimony for others to hear.
Always. Always. He will take care of his own.
Amen. Amen. And continue to pray for the sick.
I do it.
Yep. You have a healing anointing upon you. Continue to pray for the sick. But I'm telling you, this newness, the way you have always fished yourself up, but this is something totally different. I'm telling you, it's different.
Oh, God.
And that's just what I see. It's a newness thing that's going to come to you.
Oh, God.
Amen. And another thing, I don't know if you seeking a new transportation, but I see new things shall come to you.
Go, God.
New things shall come to you. You're going to have a testimony. You're going to have a testimony. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Well, amen. Well, thank you for calling in. Is there anything else?
That's it. I do thank you again, LaShawn. You have a good night.
You too. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Look what the Lord has done. All right. 330-752. Mass is calling. Where you calling from?
Mimi, I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, Mimi. How you doing?
Okay, I'm hanging in there.
That's good. That's good. That's great. Is there a special prayer request you have?
Just for peace of mind. And for me to find a job. I don't know what job I should be doing, or I'm doing DoorDash, but I'm tired of doing that, and is my main source of funds, and if I should move out of Akron, where I should move, and for my family to be close.
Okay.
For God to hear their heart.
Amen.
And that's about it.
Well, I mean, what do you love doing?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
I mean, are you good? Do you know your gift? I'm not talking about spiritual gift, but do you like cooking? Do you like painting? Do you like what are your gifts?
I'm trying to figure it out because I'm trying, you know, I haven't been in a position to just like really figure it out, you know, because
do you like children?
I've been in a position to just figure that out. So I don't know.
Okay.
Know.
Do you like being around elder people? Do you like helping people? Are you a people person?
Do you
enjoy children? Do children draw to you? And you know.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Is there any other gifts? Do you like reading to children, or do you just like playing with them, or? I'm asking this for a reason. Uh huh. Say it again.
I think I just like playing with them, talking to them.
Okay. Because, you know, sometimes we got to figure out where's our gift at. What do we really enjoy doing? Some people love decorating. Some people love cooking. That's a gift. That's your earthly gift. That's a gift. Some people love kids. I mean, I have a lot of people in my family. They love, I'm talking about, if I tell you how many little kids in our family, my mama has 6 kids. And seemed like all my sisters and nieces and nephews having kids. You know, some people enjoy kids. Mm-hmm. They love kids. My grandmama was the type of person. She loved kids. Kids drawn to me. Kids love being around me, love being around my daughter. That's a gift. And sometimes we got to find a job to what we like to do. I tell people, if you don't like kids, you shouldn't be working in no school. If you don't like kids, you shouldn't work in no daycare. If you know you don't like to take care of no elder, you should not be working in no nursing home. Because it ain't going to work. So those are places that you can look into. Like the library, daycare, recreation center, the YMCA, places like that you might enjoy doing. Start looking to, if you say you love, if you love kids and God placed that on your heart and kids love being around you, start looking for some, or I don't know if you go to church, applying to, you know, work back there with the kids.
Oh, okay.
And so write it. You find out what are you strong in? What is your gift? And some people love working, talking on the phone. Some people don't. I'm not no big. I remember I worked in a call center. I'm not no big. That wasn't my thing. I'm more a research people. I love to research. I love to figure different, you know, I like to figure difficult tasks. I like working on difficult tasks, figuring things out, researching, solving the problems. A lot of people is problem solver, you know. You got to find your strength and your gift and apply to those jobs. And so I'm praying that the Father will lead and guide you with that, and that you will get you a job soon in the name of Jesus. Father God, she pray that her family will, that you will answer her family, answer their heart, touch heart, Father God. Hear their heart cry, Father God. You know, heal their heart, wherever, whichever one is dealing with a broken heart and crushing spirit. Father God, we know that you are near to those that's brokenhearted. So, Father God, we thank you for hearing their prayers. We thank you that you're hearing your daughter. Father, I ask that you provide her, provide for her and guide her. But I pray that she will seek you and trust you like never before, that she will walk this faith. She will walk in faith. You know, it's not what you see. It's not what you see in front of you. But you will have the faith. You will have the faith to walk it out. You will believe it, and that you will trust God. You will trust him. You know, trust him like you never trust him before, and believe that he's working it out, that these things is going to work out for your good. They are going to work out for your good. So we come against doubt, the enemy trying to buffer you. You know, get a relationship with the Father. You know, continue to talk to him, continue to praise him, continue to pray to him and believe in what you pray. You know, ask him for these things. You know, figure out what word do you ask the Father to reveal to you. He will reveal it to you. He will reveal where you need to be at. And it's right, it's right in front of you. You just got to trust him. It's right there in front of you. Trust him. Let him lead you and guide you. It's right in front of your face. Trust him. Don't be afraid to step out into something new. Don't be afraid, and don't limit yourself. So we break the mindset. And Father God, we rebuke anything that's trying to stagnate her and hold her back. And we speak household deliverance for her family. We speak household deliverance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for household deliverance. We thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for peace. Thank you for your peace. We thank you. And Father God, give her wisdom. Let this be a season that she should walk in wisdom. Not just wisdom, prosperity, which is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding the true prosperity. And the true of who you really are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is there anything else?
Okay, moving.
Hello.
Yeah, move. Yeah, can you hear me? Did you feel like you were echoing?
Say it again. Oh, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
You hear me?
Say it again.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I said, do you think I should move? Do you think I should move to my hometown or stay here? Or
do I think that? Well, you know what? That's what we praying that God will give you wisdom to where you need to go. Father God, we ask that you open it up for her to give her clear understanding, that she will hear your voice. Father God, we ask that your word will be a lamp unto her feet to guide her to the place that you know where she need to be at, that you know where you're going to protect her, Father God. Make it plain and clear. And then, you know, in the next couple of days, just read, go into the book of Proverbs and just read. And while you're reading the book of Proverbs, keep asking God to give you wisdom and give you direction. Where do he need you to be at? Do that for the next couple of days and just trust him. Trust the process. If you might hear no, you might hear yes. Before, I'm not hearing anything, but I just ask God that he will guide you And wherever he needs you to be, it will be for your protection, for your glory. Father God, we just bind the hand of the adversary that trying to frustrate her. And Father God, they're trying to weigh her down, put anxious upon her, Father God. We just ask that you breathe upon her. Breathe your peace. Breathe your understanding, Father God. If he tell you to be still, because we know when we wait upon the Lord, he's going to renew your strength. Sometimes it might not just be the season and the time for you to move, because God got to do some finished work in you. But just wait on him. Just wait on him. Be a good care. You know, wait on him. Order your step. Wait on him. Wait on him. While you waiting on him, he's going to strengthen you. He's going to strengthen you. And so he's going to give you that answer. Let him direct you, and then he'll come back and give you confirmation.
Amen.
So be patient. Be patient with him, because sometimes we can get a little anxious and we can get so overwhelmed, and we can get out the will of the Father that can make us up to keep us going around and around that whirlpool or circle. And so you let them know, I'm going to trust you, Father God. I'm going to trust you. Even though I can't see you, I trust you. I'm going to trust you with this. I put this in your hands. So God, show me.
Amen. Thank you.
You know, the place that where we at now is might not be where we want to be, but God know the season. We have it's on his timing. Everything that we do is on his time. And we don't want to get out of his will. Everything, because he sees ahead. So let him do what he need to do, and he's going to let you know when that time is right.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Massive's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister Michelle. This is Regina.
Hey, Regina. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you listening? I'm just listening to what you to say, who got it, and everybody, because I always get so much out of it. Yeah, I agree with that. So, and then I push one, like, okay, Lord. But
well,
so much out of it.
We thank you for calling in. I know it was in my spirit.
Yeah.
This week, there was some stuff, but I don't want to say it over the line that I heard, and I want to ask you about it. But like I said, I'm not going to say it over the radio. So
okay.
You was placed in my spirit early this week, and I had tagged you into something that was online. So, yeah. I'm not going to say it on here, but it was something. When you was on last time, I heard something, but I just didn't want to say it on the radio. And
okay.
So, just you know how to reach out.
Okay.
Well, is there a special prayer request or something you want to share?
No, just praying for my brother.
Is that for just
too? He's coming along.
Huh?
No, I just said he's coming along, but just praying for his healing.
Is there a, that's why I was going to ask you, is there a particular prayer request for him?
You know, I always pray for salvation, and I trust that God is going to send the right people in his life. I just wanted to lift him up in prayer.
Let me ask you something. Have he fully gave his life to Christ? Is he a believer? That's the first. You said the key word that you say for his salvation.
Yes.
His salvation.
His salvation, yes. That's you know, I used to talk to him a lot, and then he just kind of didn't want to talk to me about church and God and all this stuff anymore. So I try not to, like, have my conversation or text just be strictly about that. So I just try to just talk to him, and then I'll just move it in. But no, that's my concern. My main concern is for salvation.
Right. And that's a prayer point for unbelievers. We sometimes we could be praying the wrong prayer for the unbeliever until they go and repent and if they don't believe, I mean, we gotta pray that God will help them believe. We have to pray for their salvation. We have to pray that things that they are dealing with will be broken out, that they will come to a place of repentance, true repentance. That should be our number one prayer for the unbelievers, that they will repent, that they will give their life to Christ. We must pray. That be the first thing we pray for every unbeliever, that they will give their life to Christ, that they will know who he is, that they will know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. We must pray that. We can pray if they are unbeliever and they not seeking God for themselves and they are dealing with healing, they need healing in their body. We can be praying the wrong thing for them. So we have to first pray. And a lot of people don't want to hear this. A lot of people, and then they get mad when a leader say, if they are a believer, they have the right to ask people, or they are a believer. Because if they are unbeliever, that the Bible talks to us about unbelief. We got to pray that they will be set free. Jesus came to set the captives free. He didn't condemn them.
His
our Father loved us so much that he came here himself as the word to set the captives free, not to condemn them. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So we got break a lot of stuff how we pray for the unbeliever. They have to believe first. They have to have a relationship with Christ for themselves. In order, they have to. There's no way around. We have to know how to pray for them and pray for them effectively. You know, a lot of unbelievers are dealing with a lot of stuff because they are unbelievers.
Sin
is falling them. I mean, that's just, come on.
We're going to speak
the truth or not. The sin is falling them because they are unbelievers.
They don't believe.
And some of them, they will curse the Father. And some people are so bad, they will curse you out. You say something about the Father or say something about healing and delivering him. And there you go. You laboring for him, and you begin to pick up unnecessary warfare. Pray for them to be delivered. Delivering in their heart, that he will get hold to their heart, that stony heart. Look what he did to Pharaoh.
Yeah, I know. I know that in my heart, like deep down inside, I know that. Like, you have to believe first. You have to accept Christ for his blessings to work for us. I mean, I do know that. And so try to explain it to your family members. Those are the hardest ones to talk to, you know?
Yeah, we wonder why everything's still the same, because we are praying the wrong prayer for them.
That makes sense.
So first we need to pray for his salvation. We need to pray that he will line up with the will of the Father, that he will walk in we need to pray that the disobedience. Some people, they get real mad when they get sick. They start cursing. They start cursing God when they get sick. Come on. And so, Father God, we just pray and lift him up for his salvation, true salvation, Father God. We speak true deliverance and true repentance will fall upon him in this season, Father God. that you will bring him down to his knees to a place of repentance, that Father God, that he will reach out to you with a clean hands and pure heart, Father God, that you will help his unbelief, Father God, that he will come out from the world, Father God, and he will chase out the more for you, Father God, that you hold everything in your hand. You got the keys to release to him. Father God, you have everything that he need, that he will reach up and grab, that he will search you, Father God, because you tell us, if we search you, we will find you. So, Father God, we ask that he will be purged in this hour. He will be washed in this hour. That the because we know, we ask that you rain on him, Father God, that he will understand it's you that's keeping him through prayers. It's you that's keeping him, Father God, from the hand of the enemy. So, Father God, the direction that he's going, we ask that you interfere, Father God, that you put a block, that he wouldn't even have a choice but to turn and face you. He wouldn't have a choice but to bow down unto you. He wouldn't have a choice but to seek you for himself. He wouldn't have the choice but to cry out more for you until he can reach heaven, Father God. Every trauma, everything that's attached to trauma, the strong man, let him be delivered from the strong man that keep him bind up in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Purge him in this hour, even purge him in his sleep, Father God, shaking him in his sleep, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you move upon his life, that he will walk in obedience, that he will walk in your will, your statue. Deliver him from darkness, deliver him from himself, deliver him from the spirit of destruction in the name of Jesus. When he lined up with you, everything will be in alignment, Father God. When he surrendered to you, everything in his life will line up with you, and I thank you for what you have done. Let this be a season that he will walk in righteousness. Let him be this. Let this be a season that he will be purged and delivered. Deliver him from everything that's on the inside of him, that's in his heart, Father God. Deliver him from that stubbornness and bitterness and hatred, Father God. We speak a true deliverance in his life. We speak a true purging in his life. We speak true repentance in his life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything for every single one of my family members?
Yes, yes, Father God, that the revival will hit them. You revive them. They'll sleep. Dead man walking, dry bone. Even Father God, teach your daughter how to prophesy to those dry bones. Teach her, Father God, the right prayer to pray for her family, Father God, so this thing can be broken up off of them, that she will know how to call down the axe and bring the axe to the root cause of everything that's going on in her bloodline, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You just ask the Father, what do you need to see when it comes down to your family and brother? What do you need to see? And if that's your assignment, because it might not be your assignment, but ask God to send those who your brother and your children are assigned to, the God-fearing people. Yes. So seek the Father, and he'll reveal to you. I'm telling you, he will reveal. It might not be what you want to hear or see, but he will reveal it. But he only going to reveal it when he think you strong enough and ready for it.
Okay.
Amen. Okay, amen. Don't forget to reach out.
Okay, I will.
Thank you for calling in. I have one more caller, and we're going to call it the night.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. 251-229. Master's calling. Where are you calling from? 251-229. Master's calling, and where are you calling from? Hello. They might be on the other line. Okay. I don't hear him on there. Well, y'all don't have anything else to say. We're going to end the show, but I'm going to go back in just a few seconds to see if that caller will come back on the line. They probably put the phone on hold. Okay. Let me see. Let's go back. 251-229. Okay. Father God, we just pray over 251-229. Father God, you know what they need. Father God, we just ask that you continue to do a cleansing with them. Father God, continue to wash them. Wash them in your word, Father God. Wash them. Wash their house. So do a household deliverance with them, Father God. Wash them in your word. Purge them, Father God. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, you know every areas in their life, Father God. You know their weakness. You know their strength. Father God, just guide them through the Holy Spirit, Father God. Let your word, Father God, fall upon them in this hour, in this season, Father God. Give them understanding of you, who you are. Give their family understanding of who you are, Father God. Give them an understanding of your true word, Father God. Father God, we rebuke any confusion that the enemy is trying to bring upon their life, Father God. You not the author of confusion, Father God. Teach them how to war and war effectively, war the right way, Father God. Teach them how to war with your word and stand on your word, that they would not be shaken and they would not be moved in this hour, in this season. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, for their life. We thank you for turning things around in their life. Father God, we thank you for those who called in tonight. We thank you for those that's still on the line. Listen, Father God. They'll listen to your word, Father God. Let them hear your word. Let them hear, even though it's my voice that's over the way, that people that's in Dominican Republic, people that's in Mexico, people that's on the West Coast, the East Coast, the North and the South, that they will understand this is you, the Holy Spirit, that's speaking through your vessel, Father God. Oh, Father God, help they understand, and that they will understand. Even in your word, let us know that your word is so simple, it's so easy, that a child will understand it. A child will understand your word. Let your word be in our household so we can teach our children and our grandchildren, that you will help them with their understanding. Let wisdom be released over the household, and we pray over marriage, Father God. We speak order. We speak unity in household, Father God, that it will come back in alignment with you, that our body will come into alignment with you, that we will be in alignment with you, Father God, in alignment with heaven. And so, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in this hour, in this season. You have released the prophetic word upon tonight. Those who have an ear to hear, even throughout the word, through the book, you say, those who can hear, let them hear. That means those who are willing to hear. And Father God, those that is struggling with their identity, Father God, Show them who they are in you. Show them their true identity in Christ. Show them, Father God, that they are loved. Show them that they are daughters of Zion. Raise up the mothers in the church, Father God. Oh, Father God, let the evangelist and the missionary go forth in this hour. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, raise up the gatekeeper to stand to the east, the west, and the north, and the south, to lock up the things that need to be locked up in this hour. Father God, we call forth the watchman to be on the tower, to cry out over this nation, to sound the trumpet, Father God. Place your word on the inside. Take us into deep revelation, deep unto deep. Do it right now. Do it tonight, Father God. Open our eyes to see the things that you want us to see. In this hour, this season, right now, we will no longer be bound by the adversary. You are a yoke destroyer. Your anointing destroy every yoke. So, Father God, I thank you. I pray over the children here in Texas. The Holy Spirit revealed to me to pray over the children in Texas. There are going to be attacks against the children here in Texas because Texas, special Dallas. Dallas, Dallas, Dallas. Oh, let it rain in Dallas. Open heaven, let it rain. Let it rain deliverance in Dallas. Let it rain on Oakland and Greenville. My God, Father God, send your mouthpiece to speak your word over that region. Send the evangelist in that region. I'm hearing Dallas, Dallas, Dallas. You are raising up, Father God. You are calling to a place of repentance. Father God, I pray over the city of Dallas. I pray over the children that's in that region because things is coming into Texas that should not be coming in. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it boldly. Things are coming into Texas that should not be coming in. If they had wicked perversion in the state that they coming from, and they didn't get their healing and deliverance, it's coming to your region. More demons. Do y'all not, people that's in Dallas, have you not been shaken? Have you not been awakened? What have came in your region? You don't what's going on. These are different demons, demon group. Demons have come and entered into your city. And God been telling people in that region to rise up. He been releasing keys for those gatekeepers to lock up. You need to go to your city counseling. You need to go down there and be in their face and say, we don't want this in our city. We don't want all these parts. These y'all better get Holy Spirit speak to your people tonight. Speak to your people tonight. Those that have an ear to hear, you better know that plan of the enemy. Everything look good and sound good. It's not for your region. You better hear and hear tonight. Everything look good and sound good is not supposed to be planted into your region. They are trying to plant the different parts. Let me help y'all out tonight. Let me help y'all. Where is the big money at? Who is they after the most? I just need somebody to put their hands up and speak to me tonight. Who is they trying to target the most? If these people, these wicked people, open the border and have over 20,000 children come across the border and they don't know where these 20,000 children at, who do y'all think is the main target? Children. How do they lure children in? Social media, theme parks. Y'all need to wake up. Wake up, my people. Stop being parish. Don't be parish in this hour. Theme park, Number one, think, where do the most kids come up abuse, sexual abuse, and missing? Theme park. Come on. Where's the most sex trafficking at? The thing, where's the most perverted people going to be at? Theme park. Because that's a lot of children at a theme park. Y'all better say no. Y'all better start saying no. We don't want it in our region. We don't want it in our region. Way back in the day, we ain't had no theme park. We had family time. Our theme park was going to a park. Come on. Our theme park was sitting out there playing in the dirt in front of our yard. Our theme park, y'all, our theme park, when we was coming up, in family time. Doing things, picnics and stuff, you know, in the church for the children. That was our theme park. Theme park when your neighbor was watching your children while you was at work. Yeah, they call them nosy neighbor now. They call them nosy then, but I bet them nosy neighbor were watching your children, and them nosy neighbors got on you if you snuck out that house because they mama told them, your mama told them to watch you. See, then your mama gave your the mamas back then, the mamas and the daddy back then gave permission for the neighbor to whoop you. Kid, the theme park back up in the day, we're playing hopscotch, jump roach, double dutch, whatever. We had games to make up. No playing of the enemy when he trying to creep into your neighborhood to get after your children. Look at all this stuff they bringing in the state of Texas. All this stuff they bringing in the state of Texas shouldn't be in the state of Texas. Texas is a ground where they see money. And the wicked don't care about nothing. You got to start paying attention. Start paying attention. Not in my neighborhood. We don't want it. We don't want it. If these people from Chicago, if they was a gang banger, group raper, whatever they was, and they come here into your region and they did not get delivered, those demons just transfer. They transfer. If they was a gang banger and they sending all their games because they didn't got in trouble, it was too much, heat, so all their games coming in here, what you think, if they got delivered and set free, what you think they bringing into your neighborhood? It was a living proof when Katrina happened in New Orleans, when they bust all these people. Lord know, I'm not trying. I grew up in Louisiana, but I seen these demons transfer and manifest here when they brought the bus load. I ain't saying everybody came from New Orleans were bad, but these people that did not, was not healing, delivering, and was not trying to be, even though that Katrina happened, that was a trauma event, very sad event that unfold here in the United States. But these people, they was already dealing with their own demons, and they was not set free. So when they came here, now you got all the games here, all the shooting here, everything that's going on here, because it was just transferred. Things follow. Demons, if they full of it, it's going to follow. If they full of the glory of God, it's going to follow them. If they the light, it's going to follow them. If they on full of darkness, it's just going to follow them. If they was a molestation and they ain't got healed and set free and repent, it's just going to follow them. Them demons just going to go to a different region. That's why he's calling the gatekeeper to arise. Things is starting to change, and it's right here up under our nose, and nobody is not talking about it. Well, some people is talking about it. We got to take this thing by force and say we don't want it in our region. When you got a region full of people that's normal come from another, you got the, oh, Lord, you know, they get mad at me, they get mad at Look at all these people that's coming here from Mexico and Haiti. You know, America, America ain't clean. America, they are full of wickedness. But when you got these countries that really deal, they are worse. They know how to go to the underground. They do things. They are full of this real darkness. Darkness that some people in America ain't never seen, but you're bringing over 270,000 people here that's from these countries. They just coming with these demons. They coming in. Pay attention to what the Biden, the president doing. Pay attention what they doing in the White House. How are you going to help these kids come across the border and you don't even know where they at? Where are they? Yeah, you know where they at. You know exactly what you did. You know exactly your plan was. You know exactly why you passed this bill. People need to wake up. We sound the alarm. Pay attention to the laws. They was already writing these laws out. You got to pay attention. Everything look good, sound good, is not good. Pay attention to what's behind it. History repeats itself. They bringing these people, over 270,000 people across the water, across the border. This thing is a slave thing. It's a slave thing. They bringing them over here to abuse them, bringing them over here to abuse these kids into sex trafficking. Y'all going to see the biggest sex trafficking bus ever, and it's going to be involved with some bishop and pastor because they right along with them. Watch. Y'all heard here on Pete, y'all on Prophetic Grace Network, these islands that they bought and the guy that they investigate what had that island, I see bishops that was there, pastors that was there. Kids is the number one target. They ain't just throwing up theme parts. Come on, y'all. Wake up. Ask the Father for discernment of spirit. What's really going on? Why is they bringing this stuff? Why is all this company coming here? Why? What spirit attached to this company? Start asking questions, and he's going to show it, and he's going to reveal it to you. They are coming here and kicking people out, putting people in old folks home, taking their rights to their land. This is something that they've been doing. Who going to stand up for the elders? Who going to stand up for the children? Who going to be the voice for them? That's why God is about to shake America. God is about to shake America because they refuse to turn. They refuse to come out their wicked ways. God bless you. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. Please pray over your region. If you just not coming on, go back and listen to the prophetic word. And another thing, I had a dream. I told you the Holy Spirit been putting me in the deep. I had a dream that it was really weird. Well, it wasn't weird. I might as well not say that. But I was in a place, didn't know where I was at, but it was this, looked like a frog, got to say it the way I seen it, looked like a frog, but the frog had robots legs. So legs were made out of steel, like the frog was walking on these steel legs. But the frog was shooting something out of its mouth, and it was blinding people. It was blinding their eyesight, and it was a particular man that was blinding, and I'm like, what is this frog doing? So I get something, I put something in my hand, and I'm like, I'm finna kill this thing, but it looked like a robot. It was a frog, but it looked like it was a man-made thing, and I began to hit it, trying to kill it, because I was seeing what it was doing. It was shooting like smoke. Poison stuff to blind the people, and the smoke was so thick, but it didn't blind my eyes, but it was so thick that it didn't want me to see to hit it. When I went in there, it was getting thicker and thicker with smoke. So we rebuke that, and we stand against what the adversary trying to blind. Is that blindness with the church? Is that a blindness with the man? Where the man can't see, but we speak that the man will see. We speak that we will not be blinded and deal with a spiritual blindness in this hour. So we rebuke that plan. We rebuke it. We rebuke the spirit of blindness, that we will not be blindsided. Our spouse will not be blindsided. The men of God will not be blindsided. That the Holy Spirit, that God will protect their eyes. And whatever the enemy, the adversary is planning, whatever they're trying to do, we send a crop failure. In the name of Yahshua Mashiach, y'all pray against that, stand against that. That was a dream that I had. That the men not walk in this hour blindsided, the spirit of blindness. Their eyesight will not be covered, but the Father will move them through his eyesight. I speak that over every leader, every evangelist, every prophet, every seer, especially the watchman, they shall not be blindsided in this hour, in this season. We rebuke in the spirit of blindness in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. In Jesus' name, remember Jeremiah 29:11, that he know the plan that he have for you is good and not evil, to prosper you so you and your family can have a speck to end. Start gathering up with your family. Do what thus said the Lord. Start gathering up. Start claiming, start speaking the word of God, healing and delivering, household deliverance. Start speaking household deliverance over your household, over your family, and in this hour, in this season. And learn about the whole arm of God, because it's going to be much needed. I told you, I had to dream about this thing trying to blind the man, trying to blind him, hit him blind where they can't see. It was coming after the eyes. So we got to stand. We got to stand together as unit and pray together, war together. Person war every time. Somebody got to keep their hands up and help them out. So, Father God, I thank you. I pray that y'all have a blessed weekend. Continue to pray for us here on Prophetic Grace Network. Pray for every last one of us. Pray for our household as we pray for you, as we go into fasting for each and for you. Thank you, and you have a blessed night.
They haven't seen what you
You